due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Where you crossed the line, though, was the first time you mentioned her. I think your pride is playing games with you again. I think you're mad because she does the Faith Breaker, a.k.a. the Styles Clash, better than you do. She got it over.
All right, this is The Undertaker, and now you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for April 4th. Holidays today, it's Hug a Newsman Day. I'm going to have to go do that when I get done here over at WHAM. Walk Around Things Day, School Librarian Day, Tell a Lie Day, and World Rat Day. And of course, it's WrestleMania Part 1 Day. Happy 29th birthday to WWE NXT's Chelsea Green. I'll mention the Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. You can join us April 18th. It's still on, as far as I know, for UFC 249, though I believe that they're going to be changing the venue where it's at. I think it's still going to happen. That'll be at Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastern Road. That's 2 weeks from today. Yeah, something like that. And 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early. Hosted by us. It'll be drink specials all night long. That's April 18th at Salvatore Saloon. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 249. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in helping out with the men's team, it's Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, flowercityfear.com. This is a WrestleMania weekend, part one, so I couldn't do the show without four of the best guys and four of the greatest co-hosts that we could have on the show. So all at the same time, I'm going to bring them up and introduce. We got Double B, Brian Burke. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Enjoying myself at home here.
All right. Danger Boy is to your right on the Brady Bunch squares.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. And down below, Double B is Furby. Furby, what's up, buddy?
What up, everybody? Just a shout out for some extra birthdays this week. My mom was yesterday, my dad is today, and my sister's Monday.
Wow, that's a lot of them all jammed together. And of course, DC Dan Cole from North Carolina is joining us. DC,
good morning. And as is tradition, although altered this year, WrestleMania baby. Ooh.
Ooh, well, yeah, you could say it for either day because we got tonight and tomorrow night. So I guess that's what, you know,
but still woo
woo woo, like, yeah. Ric Flair woo,
yeah.
Like it's like you're Canadian. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll notice that the cash man is in the studio. Everybody else is on Microsoft Teams someplace else in this either this community or this world, this East Coast. DC, of course, being in the warmest place, North Carolina.
Yeah, not bragging, but the air conditioning has been kicked on in the last week.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and we're still sitting here floating around 44 degrees right now. Well, I'll let you know you can join the show. Even though they're on remote, I can still answer calls here, 222-1280, star 1280. We can also look at our you can text us at that number as well. I haven't brought that up yet, but I will tell you, if you're watching on Facebook Live, the screen will disappear every once in a while when I have to do something on that computer. So I throw that out there. But right now it looks like the Brady Bunch. It's pretty cool. Two people wearing hats, one headphones, and then there's Brian. So we got Brian.
Who's Marcia?
Where's Alice? That's what I know. She should be right in the middle. That's me in the middle. You know, but let's talk about the world of pro wrestling and WrestleMania. Did you guys watch SmackDown last night? You had to watch it just to lead up to this. Finally, they were going to resolve all those floating issues that we've heard about for 2 weeks.
I was waiting to see the creative way they got rid of Roman Reigns, and boy, they didn't disappoint, did they?
I know, just an aside, you know, in a little promo flip of who's on the matches. And, oh, by the way, it's Braun Strowman now versus Goldberg. Stuff we've known.
They could have, done, a cool, maybe, phasing effect on the match card, or make it seem like he got beamed up onto a spaceship or something, then just replaced. But no, just there it is.
And literally no explanation at all. They just literally, Michael Cole was running down the matches, and oh, Strowman's in it now.
The amazing thing is everybody had come out and talked about the reason why he wasn't earlier in the week, and still on Monday Night Raw they were pushing, and on Tuesday Wednesday on NXT they were still pushing Roman Reigns versus Goldberg when they knew for a fact it had been recorded the week before or whatever. It's just they really, and it kind of is an aside, but I think this is kind of a unique situation. We're all in this COVID-19 world now, sorry, I had to cough there.
Definitely interesting. And also The weird thing is that earlier in the week when Triple H was talking about it, he did say he would have an interesting way and a fun way to get, to explain what happened. And apparently that fun way is just popping up that graphic.
And that was it. I had heard that they had actually recorded some stuff and that they scrapped it and they just did that.
Brilliant.
It is brilliant. This is becoming,
it's good to see the creative team hasn't taken a break during this.
Yeah, that makes me real confident in the programming that they're going to show tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah. Well, we are going to get together tonight, I think, or we're going to all try to watch it tonight and tomorrow. It's going to be about 3.5 hours tonight and 3 hours tomorrow. They've announced 7 o'clock starting times, and they say, listen, if they're recorded already, they know how long it's going to go.
Right.
But Danger, it's going to kind of get a crimp in our little nap we would take, during the women's match about the fifth match of WrestleMania,
Well, if this is something they do and it seems to work to flow a little better, it could be better for the future. They could split it up like New Japan does, and you won't have to have the fans sitting there for 12 hours straight on WrestleMania Day, so they're dead by the main event. So this actually could be leading to something good in the future, at least.
I heard that the projected time frame between both days for the show, including the 1 hour pre-show both days, was getting around towards 8 hours, 8 hours and 50 minutes, I heard. So it's going to be a long 2 days.
Well, and we joked about this last year, how WWE should maybe follow the lead of New Japan and break WrestleMania into 2 days, because this year isn't the first time WrestleMania has been on 2 days. Let's not forget that the women's main event last year went on after midnight.
You are so right.
I didn't forget that. I was there.
You are so right. Well, hey, you guys, let's be quiet for 1 second. I'm just going to say that just because we got a phone call. So we'll see how it works with you guys. We got Rick on the line. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good morning, gang. How are you guys doing today?
Can you guys hear him?
Yeah, we can hear
you. Okay, I think they may not want to hear you, but they're hearing you, sir. Go ahead.
I don't want to hear myself sometimes.
That's okay. We just turn in any of the stations around here. We'll find you someplace, buddy. But what's up?
First of all, I'm glad you guys are doing a live show. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, the last couple of weeks, yes, we'll admit we taped it, so we didn't know what was going on SmackDown the night before, but this time we had to do it. It's WrestleMania weekend. Usually we do a 2 hour show this week, but I think this would have been a little bit rough going through 2 hours. So what do you want to talk about, Rick?
A few things I would talk about. Does it me or does AEW do a way better empty venue setting compared to NXT?
Guys, what do you think? I would say yes. That's why WWE changed when they're where their hard camera is now.
I also think that last week they showed that they need to have those wrestlers on the side, or else. And this week, taping in Georgia in a smaller venue, and while you can tell it's smaller and it looks like they're taping someplace smaller, it actually feels better because you don't have the big empty arena around the five guys who are around the ring. So I think they actually did a much better job this week than last week.
Yeah, and I'm glad they brought the wrestlers back to ringside, too, instead of showing them in that awkward little room. Because it added to the show. I mean, they all got involved in some sort of way. I mean, Britt Baker was involved. Kip Sabian was involved. I mean, it added to the effect of the show, and I thought it made it a heck of a lot better than anything that WWE is doing right now.
Sammy's a part of another. Oh, I forgot the other guys in there. Doing a little gambling.
Yeah, Guevara was funny, but you know, I gotta say, they also taped like the next like 3 or 4 weeks from there after they were done. So we're gonna see a lot from the same setting for AEW. But I will give WWE credit. The couple promos on Monday were money. Undertaker was money. I don't care if everyone hated it in the backstage area. Undertaker was money. I thought that John Cena last night, you know, he did with what he could use, and I thought that was pretty good. And then he used his little Hardy magic there at the end of his promo.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, like what Hardy did when he was flipping around the arena. So we had that. But, you know, I mean, we're going to have a bunch of matches that aren't even going to take place in a wrestling ring. So, or at least two. And I heard that we're going to get one of those each day, either Saturday and Sunday. Rick, you planning on camping out this weekend? I mean, what else can you do, I guess, you know?
Right. Just hunker down and get a few man pops and watch the events unfold.
Oh, I agree solely. So, definitely. So, anything else, buddy?
A note to the higher-ups in WWE. Could you get Sam Roberts off the microphone? That guy is terrible.
Oh, yeah. NXT was unbearable listening to him this week. You know?
That is horrible.
Yeah, I call him Curly, okay? Because I mean, Larry Fine. That's what he looks like. He's got the hair like Larry Fine from the Three Stooges, you know?
Oh, my God. If there was nobody else they could get, I mean, even like a backstage wrestler or Mauro Ranallo, anybody?
Yeah, Mauro's probably freaking out with his OCD issues and stuff. You know, you got to think. Because, I mean, there's a lot of people who WWE gave the people a choice whether they wanted to be there or not. Now, that's tough because you know how the way they play games down there, where if you say, I'm going to do it for my health and stay away, then you're going to probably get punished for it because everyone else is putting their neck out. Why aren't you? So I think they use that a lot of people against each other kind of that way. And I think that's what's going to happen, you know, but I could be wrong.
Just now, so you don't get fired, and then just sneeze near Vince, and then you'll be free to go.
Is the guy behind the backstage video from Mandy, is that Killer Cross?
That's Mustafa Ali. You mean the guy who broke open her partner played with her phone? Yeah, that was I believe that was Mustafa Ali, but we couldn't tell. But you guys,
yeah. That was definitely Mustafa Ali. I mean, that's what they've been hitting with his little Iron Man looking logo thing, glowy blue. Killer Cross is definitely going to be on NXT. All his promos and vignettes have been on NXT. That's where we'll see Killer Cross next.
Okay, two other things. I don't know why they couldn't still had it in the Buccaneers stadium. If they're going to do it with no fans like that at the Performance Center, what's the difference of having at the big stadium or even having it at Full Sail University? I don't get why they're so inanimate about having it at the Performance Center.
I think it has something to do with an empty arena and how bad it looks on TV and how they work towards the crowd, and when there's no crowd to work towards, it makes it a little bit tougher job for them. That's my guess. What do you think, Danger?
Not only.
They did use Full Sail supposedly for some of the tapings. For the matches, because they were taped at different locations, they'll be pieced together. But I believe there's also a legal reason they can't use the stadium right now. Vince wanted to, they can't do it.
Well, yeah, they're still promoting it on there
between the WWE staff and then the staff you would need on hand for the stadium itself. It just flies in the face of all the rules and regulations out right now, limiting gatherings.
And last thing, what's going on with the Hall of Fame? Because that was gonna either happen last night or tonight. Are they going to obviously postpone? They can't just have them go in with no love.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Thursday night, right?
That I'm not sure of, but the rumor is, and I remember Davey Boy Smith Jr. And Davey Boy Smith's daughter, Heather, I believe, said that there's a good chance it's going to happen during SummerSlam weekend.
Well, that's good. You know, on that note, we're going to go to break, guys. Just hang on for a second while we go to break. But we've got calls on the line. A little bit of flashback call. Maybe one of the original hosts of the show calling in. But we'll be back on the flip side. You know, it's sounding good so far. What do you think? Give me a call. 222-1280, star 1280. You can also text us at that number. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
When it's over, because I said I was going to bury you, I got the perfect place, picked out the perfect plot for you. And ironically enough, it is the same plot that Michelle McCool, your wife, picked out when she buried your career.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I am the cash man. I'm joined by Double B, Brian Burke. I'm joined by DC Dan Cole from North Carolina, Danger Boy from out in Gates. And Furby, where do you live, buddy? I don't know a deal where you live.
I'm out in Hilton.
You're out where? Hilton. Okay.
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown. And I'm, of course, downtown at the on the 16th floor of the Five Star Bank building. And you guys, if you're on Facebook Live, you're seeing the four squares of the Pain Clinic. That's what we'll call you guys, the four squares. I got to get a picture of this, but my phone's being used to do Facebook Live, so I really can't take one. But let's go back to the phones real quick. We've got Mike from Rochester. Mike, you there, buddy?
Yes, sir, I am.
Hey, thank you so much for calling.
Man, thanks you guys, man, during this terrible time. You guys are putting on a great show, man.
Oh, we're trying, sir.
Absolutely. I promise you my call will be more unique than WWE's announcement of Braun Strowman replacing Roman Reigns in a Universal title match this weekend at WrestleMania.
Bar set low.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but that's a bar set low there,
dude,
sir.
Dude, that was ridiculous. I'm like, okay, when Triple H is on the SportsCenter, and he's saying that Roman's going to be replaced in a unique manner. I'm thinking, this is interesting. Maybe they taped something where Goldberg attacked them, or maybe Braun Strowman turned heel and he attacked him, and that's how he's getting in the match. No, they just announced it. It's just weird, man. It's just weird.
Yeah, who knows? Doesn't Braun already have a match on the pay-per-view already?
No, he wasn't going to be on the show.
Oh, that's right, because he lost his belt in the pay-per-view before.
Yes,
so.
And I think before all this happened, he was going to be in the Battle Royal, but obviously they can't do Battle Royals for obvious reasons. So he wasn't going to be on the card, and now he's there. And I pray he's probably going to win the title, as be my guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to throw out our predictions. I'm guessing as well, because Goldberg is just a transition. But who
Not
knows?
A chance.
No, yeah, you don't think so, huh?
No. And it would really upset me, given some of Braun Strowman's statements he's made during this difficult time people have found themselves in.
It would really rub me the wrong way that he would come out of this champion. That's going to make him want to put the belt on him more.
You think because he got people mad at him, so he'd have to do like a full about heel turn then to be able to, if he was.
Yes, it'll be Seth Rollins. It'll be like what happened with Seth Rollins.
It's going to be a change of character for Braun Strowman. We'll see. I mean, I don't. Yeah. There's talks right now that WWE might be taking some time off after this, too. So
I think they might have no choice.
Yeah, because you can't, because there's a certain amount of people, you know, you can legally be in a room with. And I think it's 10, under 10. And
right.
you can't do a show. I mean, I'm guessing they had like an outdoor facility where people were staying for a couple weeks when they were down there taping everything, and now they're all allowed to go home now, and they all went home.
Exactly.
But it's like you could only have so many people in the room at the time, so they probably ushered people in and out for their matches when they were taping them.
Exactly. One of the main reasons why I call is about this WrestleMania. Obviously, it's unique circumstances and all that, but to me, it's clear that they wanted this WrestleMania not to be on the network, that they wanted to get an over-the-top service deal, which is why they're putting it on FoxSports.com, where you can, and they're calling out traditional pay-per-view. If you notice, on the broadcast, they plug traditional pay-per-view before they plug their own network. Now, my thing is, A, they didn't announce what matches are going to be tonight and which matches are going to be on Sunday. So if you're a person who wanted to just watch, we'll just say, the Brock Lesnar-Drew McIntyre match, you don't know if it's on tonight or Sunday night. And the second thing is, who's going to stream and pay $60 on FoxSports.com where you can just get it for free or for $9.99 a network?
Yeah, if you sign up for the network today, you can get the next 30 days for free, including two.
Correct.
Yeah, so, you know, you're right.
But I think I think that's just a Hail Mary by WWE to make some extra money, because they find themselves in the unique situation where basically they're the only game in town right now. And some people are desperate to see stuff like this.
But you know what, though? The last 2 weeks, the empty arena shows are wearing off, because that first week, there was curiosity. And like the caller previously said, AEW's done a much better job, in my opinion, too, when it comes to the empty arenas. And the ratings have tanked the last 2 weeks. So I'm not sure that people are willing to pay $60 for this WrestleMania.
Yeah, all wrestling ratings have gone down in the last 2 weeks.
Obviously, yeah, exactly.
They're showing also replays as well. We're getting replay matches. Like Ferb was talking with us last night about seeing this Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels final match three times this past week.
Yeah, I was there live for it, so I've seen it plenty of times.
Yeah, DC, you were there too, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yes, you were. So that was the Undertaker. People getting burned by the fireworks night.
Yes, the pyrotechnics
failure.
Yes, and
the Floyd Mayweather debacle against the Big Show was on that show as well.
Yeah, 2008. Took me a while to figure out how long.
And the power going out during the women's match.
Yes, exactly.
So, but apparently today, before WrestleMania on ESPN, you can watch WrestleMania 35.
I think it's tomorrow. But yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it tomorrow?
Yeah, I think it's tomorrow,
tomorrow
at 3 o'clock,
at 3.
If I'm not mistaken.
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, so you can watch that leading up to the second day of WrestleMania.
Yeah, so and that's the other reason why I wanted to call. Do you think, before all this, I would assume Drew McIntyre was going to win the championship. But do you think in an empty arena setting, maybe they should, like, postpone it until they could get fans back? Or just go with it because Brock Lesnar's price tag would be too much to keep having him come back?
I don't think anything's going to change just because of the circumstances on which the matches had to be put on. I think why would you, it's going to be probably the lowest watched WrestleMania. And why would they want to go and make any changes to what's going on? Especially if they might be putting the TV on hold for a couple weeks. You never know. I mean, you're guessing Drew McIntyre was probably going to win if we didn't have this COVID-19.
Right.
As well as Goldberg was going to lose to Roman Reigns as well.
Correct.
I don't know. I think everything, all bets are out the door. I'm kind of interested in seeing these produced matches that are going to be off the site because we got two of them, John Cena and the Firehouse.
Yeah.
And you've got the Boneyard, which sounds like it's going to take place in a graveyard.
Will the Undertaker AJ Styles match be better than the Vampiro Demon match from WCW Bash at the Beach 2000, which was also in a graveyard, and that was horrible.
Yeah, those two guys will make it. Will put it over big time. They've been going the extra on the promos, so I think so. But what do you guys think?
So. The one thing that I'm very interested in, really, about this whole entire WrestleMania is, I guess there's just so much, to be questioned. No one really knows what's going to happen. It's so different from what we've seen from year in and year out in years past. I mean, with it being taped, it's over two nights. I mean, it's all speculation at this point. So many different changes. To me, I'm actually more intrigued by the whole entire situation. Obviously, it's not what we're going to be used to seeing. It's not going to be a huge spectacle. But to see, now that it's produced and taped and see what they really can do to beef it up a little bit, I'm actually really interested to see what's going to happen.
Absolutely. I'm just surprised that they just didn't announce what the main matches were for tonight and what the main matches were for Sunday, because there might be some people who might want to see a specific match or two, and they just don't know what night's going to be on. So that's
kind of surprising. I think they did
watch both nights. That's the whole thing.
I think they did come out with the release of what matches were going to be on each night. I think it may be like a week ago.
Yeah, but it was just like three or four. It wasn't all the matches. So
right.
They did
it wasn't
have
the full updated card, but I mean, it's the main marquee.
Because I just think that would be good for customers, because there might be people that only want to pay $30 instead of the whole $60 on traditional pay per view. Maybe that the $30 they would spend it on, instead of spending for zero, because they don't know what matches there's going to be on what night.
Yeah, you make sense.
Then, there's a lot of people that don't have a lot of discretionary income right now.
Yeah,
exactly.
True.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm just a little surprised that they didn't at least do that. It feels like to me this is not one of those situations that they don't have their ducks in a row.
It's because Vince cares about Vince.
Well, and I guess
that's the problem.
I guess Lesnar went and gave him a lot of grief about 2 weeks ago. Went in the middle of a meeting and interrupted and said, "You're still having this?" And he was like, just shaking his head. And Vince said, "Yeah, he needs to make the money." So it's like,
he also wasn't happy about having to wait around because his match wasn't the first one on the schedule to be filmed that day.
Yeah, that's another thing,
right,
of course.
Exactly.
You know, if you saw the picture of him sitting in a yard chair or something. He was, like one of those folding chairs you put in your yard.
Yeah.
He was like sitting back, and I saw pictures of it. But yeah, it's the thing is I saw this thing on Wednesday. It said Vince McMahon announces retirement at the end of the WrestleMania weekend, and then it was like, oh yeah, it's April Fool's Day.
April Fool's, right?
Yeah,
it's like we could only dare to dream, right?
Yeah, seriously. So thanks for calling, Mike. We got to go to break on
absolutely,
that, okay,
guys,
buddy?
You guys enjoy WrestleMania this weekend.
Please call back next week when we do a wrap up of what happened, okay?
Absolutely, we'll do.
Thank you. 222-1280 Star Toys number. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
We're all junkies for this. As a 13-year-old kid sitting 11th row ringside for WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, I knew then. If you're not a junkie for this, then you're just taking up space. You're in my way.
Hey, I'm Edge from the WWE, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. It's WrestleMania weekend. I am the Cash Man. I'm here with DC Dan Cole, Furby, Double B, Brian Burke, Danger Boy, and you. And they are all on remote, but they're here in spirit, physically someplace else. Thank you guys for going the extra mile to make this happen this week. We appreciate it. And, hopefully we'll all have a great WrestleMania. Let's go back to the phones real quick. Joining us is a man. He's a myth. He's a legend. He's a guy that you must.
You will respect my authority.
It's Andrew the Authority Joseph. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm just sitting here in my spatial estate. Not really. Actually, sitting at home. But I got to correct you on one thing, Cash. I was not an original host of the show. I was like Jungle Boy's father on Beverly Hills 90210. I came in the second episode.
Okay.
So I had to correct Mad Dog. He got that trivia question wrong about Stone Cold or stunning Steve Austin's valet in WCW.
Andrew, what's one show? Okay, come on. What's up, buddy?
First show. You had Goldberg on your first show.
That's true.
So, here, all these IDs. I mean, when we met Edge, it takes me back to WWE Niagara Falls. When we met him.
Watching guys get kicked.
Guy.
Remember when they were kicking guys out of WWE Niagara Falls because they were like asking bad questions to the women and they made them leave?
Yeah, I know.
And we didn't do that. We were very respectable. So we got to talk to Stacy Keibler. We got to talk to Edge, Lita, all of them.
I know. Well, I have some breaking news here, guys. This is not a prediction. This is not even a spoiler. This is actual fact. I did a little looking on WWE.com and on the WWE app this morning to see what they're saying about WrestleMania, see if they announce any of the matches. Conspicuous by his absence is practically any mention of Roman Reigns. And I wonder if Roman's in more trouble than they're letting on that he backed out of this match with Goldberg. Because why would you? I mean, you've got Cena there, you've got Kurt Angle, you've got Steve Austin, all the past WrestleManias. The only vision of Roman Reigns is when he wrestled The Undertaker and they're showing The Undertaker bashing him into one of the announce tables outside. So, very interesting that there's literally nothing about Reigns on their own social media.
Well, they did say that report that came out this week. Yeah, that said they were going to let him take the heat on this. So I'm not surprised that they're
going to let him take the heat, and that he might not be back. He might not be back for quite some time until this whole thing is settled down. So we're talking summer at the earliest.
That's very true.
Can you blame him with his health issues? I don't blame the guy. I don't.
I guess I wish they would have done something like they did with when he renounced his leukemia, that it would have come on and said, basically, my family comes first, and because of this virus, I have to be isolated. And then he used that as a as a way to get it across to the audience. Hey, you know, you guys need to be social distancing and taking care of yourselves too. It would have been a great public service.
But that shows weakness.
Yeah, that would have put more pressure on Vince to cancel because of the COVID situation.
And there was plenty of pressure on Vince to cancel. I mean, a lot of people, including Lesnar, we talked to, didn't want to do this. So
yeah, it's interesting. Now the couple of matches I wanted to bring up, the Firefly Funhouse match, which I still don't know what it is. I think it's going to be similar to an escape room. I mean, escape rooms are very popular, and you think a Firefly Funhouse would have different rooms where you'd have to try to make your way through it to escape, I guess. I mean, usually you see how they put this. Obviously, they can do anything they want. It's all pre-produced. They can have it. They can have cuts in there. You know, it's not live, so they can cut things the way they want to. Just like they did with Elias and King Corbin, which is a pretty obvious cut when they had him, showed him on the ground after Corbin pushed him off. But that's going to be interesting. Baszler and Becky Lynch, I think, is going to be interesting with which way they go with that.
I was actually impressed on backstage this past week that every single person said that they thought Baszler is going to win that match. We're talking Booker T, we're talking Paige, and I can't remember. She's out of mind so much now, I don't remember her name. Who's the lady?
Renee Young.
So they, That I was surprised, but you know what? It makes sense. But John Cena even flipped out last night, going, "I don't even know what the match is," you know. And it's like, so he was kind of like spazzing last night a little bit during his promo, which I thought was pretty good. But yeah, who knows? I mean, and what about what's a Boneyard match, Andrew? Do you have any idea on that?
I think we're going to be if it's in a graveyard, which would make sense. I wonder if we'll see Chris Irvine on one of the tombstones. Maybe.
Well, the Undertaker did say he's bringing a group with him. Did you hear him in that promo? He said I have my own group or something coming. He goes, perhaps tell those guys to come because I'm bringing my group too. It didn't really explain what it was, but I'm guessing maybe we'll see Kane. I don't know, somebody else.
Maybe we'll see the Druids come back.
I did hear that the Boneyard match may be similar to like a Buried Alive match. That's some of the rumors that I heard.
Makes sense. AJ Styles will make any match good. So, you know, that'll better be good. I suppose The Undertaker's in very good shape right now. You wonder if Michelle McCool might make an appearance.
Oh, yeah, maybe it's her and Kane who will be like his backup. You know, I can imagine. It's going to be somebody. It's a surprise, so...
It's good. And then the last one I'm looking forward to is Randy Orton against Edge, which I think is taking a little back seat to some of the other chicanery going on with this whole card. But that should be the most intense match, and two veterans who really know how to put on a great show. I mean, and Last Man Standing, I think that could really steal the show. But one thing mentioned, their previous caller mentioned, about they haven't announced any matches. I wonder if there's going to be something of continuity going from one night to the other. There's going to be some cliffhanger at the end of the first night.
I think we're all figuring that Gronk is going to be involved in a match, and that may happen the second night, and maybe something happens the first night where he gets, you know, punked out a little bit, and then so he comes back the next night with his tag partner, and it's a tag team. That's just our guess, because, I mean, they have two nights with Gronk, so I'm guessing, you know, they're going to throw him to the fire on Sunday. But we'll find out, I guess.
It can't be any worse than Otis Sistrunk was back in the day in Georgia Championship Wrestling with Michael Hayes.
But, oh, my
God.
By
the way, get the network. If you're looking for something to do, wrestling fans, get the WWE Network. It's worth every penny. I'm spending my free time watching old Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling weekly shows. They got them going back from 81 all the way through 86. Fantastic stuff.
Oh my goodness, the stuff with the Anderson brothers and Ric Flair and the whole falling out. Love that whole angle that they did down there. And then Ricky Steamboat came and backed up Ric Flair. Yeah, there's some good stuff on there. You wonder why the Cash Man loves Ric Flair so much. Go back and watch that stuff. You'll find that's why he was like the best in the world at the time, you know?
That was a great commercial with him and Sheamus last night.
Yeah, Ric Flair has been everywhere, man. He was on ESPN a couple times this week. ESPN has nothing to do, so why not bring on wrestlers, you know? They're giving them, I mean, a lot of legitimacy, but you know for a fact if sports was going on, none of this wrestling stuff would be on.
Well, this is a chance for wrestling fans.
Yeah.
And just to talk about the network real quick, and I just want to say, because we don't talk about NXT UK often, if at all, on this show. And obviously, their shows are still with large crowds, well, bigger crowds than what we've been seeing because it was taped up through this week. But if you get a chance, fans, go out and watch that 20-man battle royal that they had for the number one contender for the UK title this week. it was pretty magnificent. It was magical. There was a lot of inner workings. Probably the best Battle Royal type match that I've ever seen. So if you want something to watch that actually showcases good performers, good wrestling, go and watch NXT UK this week and watch the 20-man Battle Royal.
If you have the network, you can always watch past shows, so yeah. You get a chance to see it. But it's good. It's another thing I'm most sad about is I can't have my normal WrestleMania steak dinner and invite all my friends over because of all this. But
yeah, it is stopping. I know. I think some people are getting together. They might be. They have to sit 6 feet apart from each other in the room. But
my house isn't big enough.
Yeah, I know. You got that little cave down in the basement, man. That's a sweet room down there, sir. So hey, Andrew, thank you so much for calling, man. Have a good WrestleMania.
Stay safe, everybody. Enjoy WrestleMania, and we'll see what happens.
Thank you. You too, buddy. Take it easy. We've got on the line now, Troy is joining us. Troy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are in different parts of the world, but we're all coming together for this thing called WrestleMania. How are you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. Doing good. You know, staying, what could I say, social involved in the house.
Yeah, that's right. Socially isolated, but socially, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it does, man. But you got to do what you got to do. The thing is serious out there. As far as WrestleMania, man, I can't get into it, man. Empty arena, man. You know I'm a huge wrestling fan. You know I love WWE and all that. But I can't watch Randy Orton and Edge, the intensity in the empty arena, man. I can't watch that, man. That's what the match, man. You got to have a crowd into that. The crowd has to be into a match like that. All the build up and everything. I mean, they should have held off, man, until June, man, at least. They could have had some WrestleMania, and then a few months later had SummerSlam and cut all the other pay-per-views out.
Well, you know, the thing is they want, you know, Vince McMahon doesn't want to stop the ship from going. So the ship keeps going forward. Mm-hmm. They'll keep going forward and they'll do this. And maybe they'll get a chance to redo it in a few months when maybe they can have a crowd. But right now, mm-hmm. And now, you know, that was kind of, I always thought, you know, I mean, I don't want to cancel because what will we talk about in this radio show? But I do, mm-hmm. I don't like everything that, you know, all the ways it's got up to the point where it's been canceled. And then just a week ago, I mean, we know that most of this stuff was recorded already before this weekend ever happened. So, I mean, mm-hmm. one good thing is they can do it right. I don't know if you saw this, if you listened to the Brody Lee interview on the Chris Jericho podcast. I don't know if any of you guys did, but did you hear him talk about what got him in, you know, the one thing that got him in trouble with WWE was because he was supposed to land in a battle royal outside at the same time as AJ Styles, and one of them landed first. Mm-hmm. And so that's what started his downward trend with WWE, which is amazing because that was that whole build up to who's going to wrestle for the title on the was it a WrestleMania? I can't remember what it was. It was a pay-per-view that was mm-hmm. coming up, and it was AJ versus Brody Lee. Luke Harper.
It was to fill the number one contender spot because Orton wasn't going to cash in his Royal Rumble win on Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
Yeah, I seen that interview. That was recently. I seen that. Yeah.
So the thing is, I found that amazing is that he got in trouble because he couldn't land at the same time as AJ Styles outside the ring. But I don't know if you remember or not. There's been a couple times when they've had to redo the landing of people coming out, including the John Cena Batista Royal Rumble, which
mm-hmm. Vince and turn his quads. I was going to say, that probably gives you one of the best moments in my WWE history, watching Vince tear both his quads at the same time.
So guys, can you honestly tell me you can get into this? I know you got to do it for your job, but can you get into it this wrestling? What match could you get into like you got into Hogan and the Warrior WrestleMania? Can you get into it the same way?
Say that again, Troy.
Can you get into it the same way as you got into this WrestleMania, the same way as you got into Hogan versus the Warrior WrestleMania?
Well, I hated Hogan, so I hated the Warrior, so that was a WrestleMania I could care less about. The only thing I'm looking forward to is to do these gimmick matches, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I think that there's going to be a few surprises in there. They've got two nights to do it, but it's like, you know, like for instance, We have a three-way tag team that's going to turn up only to be one-on-one for a ladder match, which they haven't even announced yet that's how it's going to go. but it's going to be Morrison versus one of the Uso brothers, and whoever wins gets the tag titles. Because I thought they were going to explain it last night when they were taking the New Day out. It's like, oh, New Day got hurt because they got thrown out and everything, but they never came back and said,
"Come on, guys, it's not going to be as good as the Heart Foundation versus Demolition. Is it going to equal that? Come on. if I'm going to tune into the network, I'm going to watch classic WrestleMania.
Yeah, go back and watch. Go back and watch 18 with The Rock and Hogan. Okay.
Now that one wasn't as good as Hogan and the Warrior or Hogan. I mean Savage and Hogan and whatnot. But the point I'm trying to make is, a lot of people, if they're going to get the network just for WrestleMania, they're going to watch classic WrestleManias, the good WrestleManias, Shawn Michaels and Diesel.
Hey,
wouldn't you? I mean, you see.
Hey, listen, Troy. Beggars can't be choosers right now. They're giving us something. We're going to watch it, and we're going to try to enjoy it, you know?
And I know you guys got to do it before you die and all of that.
Before I die, I don't have nothing wrong with me.
Yeah, you know, I'm always a huge WWE supporter, but this one was wrong. Edge and Randy Orton in the empty arena. Brock Lesnar and what's the name in the empty arena?
Brock Lesnar and now Braun Strowman. Yeah, yeah.
No, that's Goldberg and Braun Strowman.
No. Goldberg and Braun Strowman. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't Brock Lesnar in the empty arena, Paul Heyman, and...
Yeah, Lesnar. Go ahead.
This is my take on it. This is one thing they have to take into perspective. You kind of have to throw out the fact that all these matches are going to happen in an empty arena. We know that's going to happen. We know it's going to be different from every other WrestleMania. Watch it for what it is. See what they do with it. It's going to be something so wacky and different that we're not used to seeing that it may actually be more entertaining than you actually think. Give it a chance. Honestly, I know it's not going to have the crowd interaction that makes, you know, that buzzing noise that we're used to hearing. But maybe this gives the opportunity for these guys to actually put on a performance, put on a show, see what they can do in the ring. It's going to be so different than what we're used to seeing. That's what's making this whole entire situation very, very interesting to see how it plays out. So don't give up on it so easily. We're all wrestling fans. Don't give it a chance.
I think they're going to do their best to not show an empty arena when they're actually the matches are going on. Because they've done a pretty good job the last couple nights in the Performance Center, where the Performance Center is smaller. So you don't really see, you know, I mean, if you want, and they tarped off a lot of the seats on both sides. So, yeah, you do see some empty seats in there, but the camera work has been spectacular. Who's the guy from the Prophets, the Street Prophets? Did you see that bump he took on Monday night?
Oh yeah.
I mean, he landed right on his back, and it looked like someone was supposed to catch him, but they weren't there.
He was supposed to get tripped by Rollins.
Yeah.
What was that?
He was supposed to get tripped by Rollins, and Rollins missed the spot, so he had to improvise that dive
and land out flat on his back after taking a dive over the top rope. That looked bad.
Which made Austin Theory look terrible.
Right.
True. And so
it made him look like he missed the spot. Yeah.
There was a couple of goofs, but you know, and the thing is that they could have, if that was recorded, don't you think they could have changed that? I mean, or was
not
that
if they easily could have?
Yeah. So I don't understand why, you know, they made Luke Harper go back and reshoot the end of that match where they both landed their feet at the same time. You know, it was on a SmackDown. So why not do that then? But maybe there was some live aspects to it. I mean, obviously, it looked like the announcers were live in there. I'm going to give it a chance, and I think they'll do a good job, and I think they'll find. But this could change the way wrestling's done forever, if you think about it. What if it's successful? What if there's aspects of it that, you know, that they want to keep? You know, I mean, listen, they want the crowds. That's always the fringe benefit of touring, is they not only do they have money to put a TV show on, but they also get people to pay to come in and watch it. So, what do you guys think of the situation? Is this going to affect things for the future of the business, or is this maybe just the two nights of WrestleMania, which I don't have a problem with that at all. You know,
I think the only thing that it might lead to is the idea of maybe it's okay to take a break, which is something that it's been tossed around forever. And WWE brags, oh, we don't have an off season, but when you look at, you know, guys getting injured, guys being tired, sick, missing time from their families, creative being burned out, having no storylines, no drama, no nothing. Maybe that'll be the good to come out of this. Who knows?
That's true. What about you, Danger? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the best thing that's going to come out of this, because until Vince leaves, he's stubborn. He's going to try to do as much as he can. The best thing that can come out of this is they split up WrestleMania, so we're not sitting for 8 or 9 hours straight on Sunday. If they split up to 2 days, you know, it looks like you're stealing from New Japan. I don't care. It's if you insist on putting 16 matches on a card, don't do it in one night.
Oh, I agree. And what about you, Dub? Ferb, what you think on that?
I think this is actually, I honestly think this whole scenario is going to end up better than we all think. I think because everybody's having so little or to no expectation for this evening and tomorrow, I think there's definitely an opportunity that it goes to two nights in the future. That's been talked about for a while. But what DC was saying about taking a break, I think that is the best case scenario that we get out of this. Yeah, will it be weird? Maybe we get a to be continued at the end of WrestleMania, obviously, or Monday Night Raw, because I know they're taped through Monday as well. But it'll be very interesting to see how this is going to play out. I think two nights we see in the future, maybe NXT moves to a Friday with the Hall of Fame on the Thursday. It's going to be all new. It's going to be something new that we've not ever seen before, like I've been saying. So a lot of interesting and fun things to see what's going to play out.
Brian?
I don't have much more to add. The two nights, I think, is the best thing, and perhaps the rest. I just think there's going to be something that happens that's just going to make us all say, wow, that we're not expecting. And maybe that will change our whole perspective on the whole thing.
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, while we've only got a couple minutes here left, and we got plenty of time on the air today to talk about this, let's talk at least from each one of us. If you got my news this morning, you know that I put down the list of all the matches, and maybe which one are you looking forward to, and where do you hope it falls on which night in during the card? I'll start with first. Like I said earlier, I'm into the gimmick matches, so I really want to see what, you know, this Firefly Funhouse is going to be like with John Cena and Bray Wyatt. And John Cena said he was going to, you know, he was going to end Bray Wyatt pretty much at the end of that promo. So I think it's cool to see if he can come back and what they can do. But I also, the Undertaker and AJ Styles, I'm more interested in those ones than maybe, you know, Braun Strowman winning a title. I don't know. What about you, Danny?
I would say that I think the match that's going to do the best, and just the way the circumstances worked out, I think is going to be the last man standing match with Edge and Randy Orton. Because that's one of those matches that, like, you're going to see with NXT with Gargano and Ciampa, where having them in an empty arena, just getting it all out. Not only that, it's the match that, in my opinion, has had the best build. I think that one's going to play out the best.
Yeah, actually, I thought that was going to be on this week's NXT, but now I guess it's next week's NXT they're doing.
Yeah, it's next week.
Yeah, because it's like, I definitely wanted to see it on WrestleMania as well, but unfortunately we're going to get it. So it'll be an hour of the 2 hours in NXT this week. So, yeah, no, I agree. And that's another one that we're not even talking about, any of the NXT matches that were supposed to be on. You know, we saw, like last week, we saw on NXT, we got the three-way for the North American title, which, you know, without a crowd, yeah, it was, you know, okay, I guess, you know. But Danger, what are you looking forward to? Oh, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, Ferb.
Sorry, I just wanted to interrupt. And actually, because I was literally just about to talk about the triple threat on NXT for the North American Championship, kind of going into what I was going to say about what I'm looking forward to or what I think might be the best tonight or tomorrow. But that match definitely needed to have a crowd. I like all three of those guys that were in the ring, Priest, Keith Lee, Dijakovic. But that match, because they were looking for that kind of pop and there was a lot of spots, that match needed a crowd, which I think obviously the ladder match, there's going to be a lot of spots, you know, whoever's on the Usos, whoever's, you know, it's going to be Morrison, you know, that match might not do as well as we all think, because most likely that's going to need the crowd, because there's going to be a lot of different spots and high flying, whatever. My match to look forward to, a lot of people may not agree, and I don't like her. I do not like Charlotte Flair. But watch out for Charlotte and Rhea Ripley. I believe that's probably going to be the main event tonight.
You stole my match.
That's going to be it. That's going to be the one to watch for me.
Okay, Bri, if you pick another one real quick.
I am interested in that Firefly match as well, just to see what it's all about. But I just think if anyone can make a match out of it without a crowd, it's Charlotte. So I think that's probably going to be the best match.
And Danger, you get the last word because we're running out of time too. So what do you think?
Well, Danny took my original answer with Edge and Orton, so I'm going to jump and actually change to the other one I'm looking forward to: Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan. Because it should be fun to watch. It should be fun to see exactly what happens with it. And they're both great wrestlers.
And we know that Daniel Bryan's not dead because he's been tweeting and texting as well as being on social media. So whatever happened, happened. So we're going to get out of here, guys. I want to thank you for showing up. Next week, we'll come back and talk about what happened, maybe we'll get together and sit 6 feet apart from each other while we watch this, we'll try,
We can do one of these meeting things and we can all watch together.
I've seen people do that with movies. I'm not too thrilled about that. But, guys, thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you. Thank you, Danny. Thank you, Furby. Thanks, Danger. And thank you, Brian. We'll see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280.